Well, that is Neil Young, and he's in the tar sands. He's waded into a controversy over them, and now a radio station in Fort McMurray, Alberta, says it will not play Neil Young's music. Here with more on that and more news from Canada, Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Hi, Vaughn.
Good morning, Marcy, or good afternoon.
It's good afternoon. Well, I read that Neil Young compared the area around Fort McMurray to Hiroshima, Japan.
Yes, that's what really got people in Alberta. So Neil's a great Canadian musician and one of the most honored in the whole history of the country. He is also, as Americans will know, he lives near San Francisco. He's lived there for a long time, and he's been known to speak out on political issues before, like the Iraq War. So he's outspoken. He's an environmentalist, very proud of his electric car and all that. So he comes over the weekend earlier this month and toured the Alberta, we prefer to call them the oil sands.
Okay, sorry.
Tar sounds kind of really bad.
And dirty, right?
Yeah, anyway, he tours them, and he speaks out. He's with a filmmaker who's done this, and he's not the first Canadian who's internationally known to speak out on this issue. James Cameron, the film director, angered a lot of people in Alberta few years ago doing the same thing, but Young has stung Albertans, yeah, that radio station in Fort McMurray was boycotting his song for a while. I don't know if they still are, but there's been some stirred up. Premier of Alberta says Young doesn't know what he's talking about, and Canada's Natural Resources Minister Joe Oliver says he loves Neil Young's music, but doesn't care for his politics. So there you go.
Well, that gives us an excuse to play
a
song.
There's some Canadians, of course, who are delighted.
Yeah.
Canadians speak out on issues around the world. You know, Canadians are not known for holding our tongues on issues that happen in other countries, so it seems fair game that other people comment on our affairs.
Well, the oil sands, we'll call them that when you and I speak. That we'll just keep watching that. But there's a bigger controversy brewing in Quebec province, and this is something that you and I have spoken with over the past few months. The government there wants to ban public servants from wearing overt religious symbols while they're at work.
Yeah, this has been a huge story in Canada. It's a very divisive one, and it's drawn some attention around the world. I sent you a graphic that the government of Quebec produced showing which symbols are allowed and which ones are not. But basically, what they've done is they've imposed a religious symbol dress code on public servants, and that's everyone from judges to the people that work behind counters in government offices to the people who look after children in public daycares. No overt religious symbols. So tiny crucifixes are allowed, but big ones are not. No face coverings. A lot of people think it's mostly about face coverings and religious headgear, turbans, that it's mostly aimed at Muslims and at Sikhs from the Indian subcontinent who wear turbans. But the government says it's not intolerance. It's to impose or encourage secular values in Quebec. It has divided the country, and it has even divided Quebec province, and it has become a major political controversy in Canada.
Well, we touched on this earlier in the summer when the Quebec Soccer Federation banned kids who wear turbans from competing in sanctioned games. That didn't last very long. What prompts this thing? It's called the Charter of Quebec Values.
I'm a political columnist. I look at it politically. In Quebec, you have the separatists in power there. They want to lead the province out of Canada. They appeal to nationalist feelings among French Canadians. They encourage their identity. And right now, that government in Quebec has a very tenuous hold on power. They don't have a majority of seats in the Quebec legislature. They may face an election. They have not done well on the economic front. They're looking for an issue. And this one is designed to mobilize their base. It is, I guess, if you think of political parties that have strong views, they sometimes take positions that are designed to motivate their base. And in this case, that's what they're doing. It's still hard to tell at this point whether this thing has backfired. You've had some prominent people associated with the Separatist Party speak out against this. They've said it will spoil Quebec's image around the world. It will give people the impression that Quebecers are intolerant, that they're prejudiced, that they're going after these minorities who have these religious symbols. And that it's also hypocritical because, for example, as people pointed out, there is a very large crucifix on the wall in the Quebec legislature chamber, and no one has suggested removing that. So that's led to the feeling that this really targets some very unpopular or minorities that already attract a lot of prejudice, particularly Muslims.
Well, one thing that was interesting that I read, one of the proponents of this Charter of Quebec Values cited nations that have heterogeneous populations as being hotbeds of terrorism.
Yeah, the Premier of Quebec has used the British example and suggested that rioting and outbursts in the UK are some of the things they're hoping to avoid. Connections have been made to France, where people have been banned from covering their face in public. It's been pointed out that in Canada and the rest of the country, you can't cover your face to get a driver's license. But, you know, I think most people who look at this, Marcy, and I mean, I invite people to look at the graphic that I know you're going to post on your
website. Right, we will.
I think most people who look at this think this is a lot broader than that. Like, you know, we'll get a debate around safety issues sometimes. You'll get a debate around whether or not you can cover your face to have your passport picture taken. It's going many more steps from that to say that a woman who chooses to wear a hijab can't do so if she's running a daycare.
Well, as you mentioned, the ramifications of this, Vaughn, go beyond the provincial borders of Quebec. What will happen? What will the Canadian government do if Quebec passes this?
Yeah, Quebec is still part of Canada,
right?
And there's a considerable body of opinion in the country among constitutional scholars that this law will be unconstitutional. So if they pass it, that it will be appealed to the Supreme Court of Canada, and the Supreme Court of Canada will throw it out. There is a strain of political thought in the country that's exactly what the government of Quebec is hoping happens, or expecting to happen. They intend to take advantage of that. They will pass their law, impose it, wait for the Supreme Court of Canada to throw out, and then turn to their nationalist base and say, see, we can't run our own affairs in this country. We should leave Canada. So, I mean, that's one of those hypothetical scenarios, Marcy, that goes much farther down the road than I think you should go at this point. But it does give you a sense of just how divisive an issue this has been. Of course, you've also had significant speaking out on this, very pained comments from leaders of various Canadian minorities who just are really sorry to see themselves being used as a political football.
Just a last quick question, Vaughn. We heard about a very serious train-bus collision in Ottawa this morning.
Yes, Canada's capital this morning, just before 9 o'clock local time, a commuter bus drove through a rail crossing and was hit by a commuter train. Terrible accident. Survivors say that people on the bus were screaming, stop, stop. Five dead at the scene, one more in hospital, 11 people in hospital in critical condition, another dozen injured as well. So this is a terrible accident. It will be a major inquiry as to what went wrong. The bus driver is among the deceased.
Terrible news. Well, Vaughn, thank you for that and for all the stories, and again for giving us an excuse to play Neil Young twice today here on KUOW. Vaughn Palmer, a political columnist for the Vancouver Sun, a regular guest on The Record on KUOW. Speak with you next week.
Bye-bye, Marcy.
Bye-bye. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.